This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 8th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. It's now 5 years since mission accomplished and the official end of combat operations in Iraq. Stanley Kober, a research fellow in foreign policy studies at the Cato Institute, draws out a few parallels.
At the time, they really thought they won. I have sometimes compared this to Napoleon's invasion of Russia. This is very similar. He invades Russia, makes it to Moscow. Tsar doesn't surrender. It says, supposed to surrender. Nope, nothing happens. I'll make you a good deal, okay? Surrender. Nope, nothing happens. People burn the city. Doesn't look as if it's the war he expected. Didn't end so well. Hopefully, it won't be the same way. I mean, that was really bad. But I was at a meeting about a few days ago, and Paul Wolfowitz was saying something along the lines of, "Who could have expected this kind of an insurgency?" They just didn't see this coming.
Now, you draw out a lot of parallels between our experience here 5 years later and our experience 5 years before the U.S. Left Vietnam. And that was a consistent chorus of, we're turning a corner. Don't you sort of have to say those things when you're involved in a war, that the end is in sight, things like that?
Well, no. Sometimes when you're in a war, you acknowledge things aren't going so well. The best example of this is Winston Churchill. People like to quote Churchill when he came into office. I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. He acknowledged things are not looking good. And sometimes you do acknowledge those things. Here again, though, having said 5 years ago, mission accomplished, major combat operations are over. That's key phrase. Kind of looks bad if you acknowledge that things don't look so well, don't look so good right now.
Well, what are some of the other parallels here?
Well, one that concerns me is the attacks in the Green Zone. The shelling of the Green Zone. I mean, an insurgency in other areas is also concerning, but it is disturbing to me that the Green Zone is coming under sustained mortar attacks, and we're trying to deal with that. But even in our Vietnam War, this was not the case. Even during the Tet Offensive, this was not the case. Saigon was not being shelled by the Viet Cong or North Vietnamese while we were there. And I find this very disturbing if this is not shut down. I am also concerned by the possibility of the war expanding. I mentioned Napoleon earlier and his invasion of Russia. He did that while his forces were still engaged in a major campaign in Spain, the occupation of Spain. And he really stretched his forces by invading Russia while he still had this business in Spain. And the upshot of that was not good for him. Obviously, we went into Iraq at the same time we were still in Afghanistan. And now we're having increasing resistance in Afghanistan, as well as the sustained involvement in Iraq. And it is really stretching not only our forces, but that of our allies. I'm apprehensive of the wars spreading even more.
The relevant measures that are being touted by the administration have changed from some very specific goals to U.S. troop deaths being like the relevant measure that's being used all over the place.
Well, that's it. I mean, it becomes a a greater investment. I mean, when it's obvious that the war was not over, it continues. And then there's the question of how much longer, to what end, with what more sacrifice. It is a concern what this will do to the United States, to our military, which, as I said, is very stretched. And what happens if other threats emerge? If you listen to leaders of the armed forces, the phrase that I'm hearing over and over is that the military is out of balance, which means we are now so focused on the counterinsurgency that they fear they are losing the ability to deal with a lot of the more traditional, conventional threats. They're not able to train for them, for example. And that is a matter of concern.
Stanley Kober is a research fellow in foreign policy studies at the Cato Institute. You can read his op-ed, Mission Not Accomplished, at our website, cato.org.